Welcome to LTN Rewind, where we take a deep dive into the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network archives and pull out a classic for you to enjoy all over again. Today, we're going back to July of 2019 for episode 60 of Free Play. Bubba, Kate, and Matt are talking about augmented reality, or AR, and how it's on the rise, making both our gaming and actual lives a little bit more fun than they may have been otherwise. But first up, a duel of Duolingos. Let's go.
Sometimes reality isn't all that it's cracked up to be. If you want to travel to the moon or lift a car over your head, it's a whole lot easier to do so in digital space than to go through all that trouble of exercise. Augmented reality, or AR, is on the rise, and it's making both our gaming and actual lives a little bit more fun than they may have been otherwise. But is it all about spotting Pokemon, casting spells, and catching ghosts? Or is there more that AR has to offer this ever-growing, technologically expanding world? Well, that's what we want to talk about this week on the Free Play Podcast.
You are listening to the Free Play Podcast with Bubba Stallcup, Matt Warmbier, and Kate Katawaki, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network.
What's up, nerds? My name is Bubba Stallcup, Chief Community Nerd here at Love Thy Nerd.
Hang on.
What?
Tu hable. I gotta get my streak in here.
What's up, nerds?
My name
me llamo Bubba Stallcup. Bobby.
And you're listening This is the real one. This is the real one, baby.
You're listening to the Free Play Podcast. We'll get back to that. Part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. Join with me, as always, are these two jokers, Matt Warmbier, our Chief Outreach Nerd.
Mateo.
And our Chief Social Media Nerd, Kate Katawaki.
Hello.
He just made us wait 20 minutes while he did his Duolingo. We had to listen to him.
You're fine.
And he got a bunch wrong.
You learned. I did not.
You were misinterpreted. It didn't go.
Oh, no. I was trying to say adios, and it was autocorrect. Spanish autocorrected to Rios. What?
What does that mean?
Exactly. Nobody knows.
It's
anyway.
Something. Welcome,
steam
everybody.
Blown. I got it. You guys know that Kate and I, if you've been listening, you know that Kate and I have been doing Duolingo, not together. She's like light years ahead of me.
I'm way ahead in a place you may never reach.
You get to 50 streak.
Yeah. Kate, have you done yours today?
Yes, I have. 62 days.
Liar. Quitter. Anyway, we are doing Duolingo, and I needed to get my lessons in so that I could hit my streak. And
this is the best time to do it.
Yeah. Well, I just remembered because I saw it in the notes, and I was like, oh, I've been doing that. So, hey, you know what? It happens. All right, get over it.
You don't do your homework on time. We get it.
I do it when I do it.
You cram.
Yeah, well, hey, at least it got done, right?
That's true.
So you can tell Mr. Duolingo.
I'm sorry. Tell him yourself.
Yeah. I mean, let it be noted that I already did mine today, and I did it earlier so as not to interrupt this sacred time.
I did not. I did it when I thought about it, which is usually, Matt, you put those tiny hands away. And we have a great tiny hand Matt clapping gif that you're going to want to use all the time.
Exclusive to Free Play listeners.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And also the internet.
Yeah.
And so
we'll be.
We'll have that for you. Probably put it on this post in the community. So if you want it, you're going to have to go to the community to get it. So,
yeah. And also maybe if you're in the community and you don't see it, you could remind Bubba
to put it on there. But we're going to get that up there for you. Hey guys, you are listening to the Free Play Podcast, and we like to get on and just talk about things that we think are interesting to us in the nerd world. And like we said in the opener here, we are going to be talking about augmented reality, and we found out it's a little bit deeper of a topic than probably we thought it was going to be. But that's It just is what it is. You start getting into all this nerd tech stuff and things get real deep real quick. So we're going to do our best to kind of keep it light and frothy a little bit because this was not supposed to be a deep dive episode, but we thought it was important enough to talk about.
Well, because everybody's talking about Wizards Unite. Well,
are they though, Kate?
I mean, I'm playing.
Well, that makes one of us.
But, well, we'll get to it. What's
yeah, okay, save we'll it for it. The we'll podcast. Hey, before we get too far in, I want to remind you guys about LTN Con. This is something that we are doing for the first time ever, and it is hosted by us, Love Thy Nerd. And if you want to know how to better love and serve your nerdy neighbors, you know, kind of like Jesus did, then this is the event for you. There's literally, like, no joke, nothing on the planet like this. No other conference, no other convention, nothing. And we're going to play a bunch of games and nerd out about all kinds of sweet things or unsweet, nerdy things, however you want to play that game.
Sweet, bro.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Early nerd registration is $75 until August the 15th. And then it's going to be 100 bones, doll hairs, Americana Ooh. After that. Here's the deal. You can also become a super nerd sponsor, super sponsor nerd, as we're calling it, for $200. And that's going to get you all kinds of other goodies as well. You can find all that info and more on our website at ltncon.info. And it's got all the stuff, what we're going to be doing during the days, maybe some hotel accommodation stuff where you can kind of like get in there. It's going to be in Dallas first weekend in October. We're going to be there. All of us, even Kate, who is never anywhere ever.
Well,
she's at her house. There.
Well, she, yeah, okay, it's fair. I hadn't thought about that.
The woods.
It's definitely not in the woods.
Well, you're in the California desert. Woods. Yeah. No, that's not even accurate. But we want you to come and join us and hang out. We want to teach. We are going to be the speakers. The Love Thy Nerd founders are going to be the speakers at this event. And it's not because we're better than anybody, but we want to set a foundation for what Love Thy Nerd is and how you can take it home with you. So join us. Again, you're going to want to go to ltncon.info for all of the information on that and to register and sign up and do all sorts of great stuff. So $75 until the 15th of August. After that, it's $100 doll hairs.
Make it so.
Make it. This should be a video podcast because Matt is just gesturing with his tiny hands. It's a sight to behold.
One time we will.
I don't think that's accurate. Just show up to LTN Con and we'll do a free play there, and then it'll be video with your eyeballs. Like just
I've heard of that before.
Oh. See what I did there? Yeah. Speaking of augmented reality. Hey, let's move on to what we've been playing, because I know that we have a lot to talk about with AR. Let's keep this ship a sailing here. Kate, what you been playing?
I beat Spider-Man.
You woo woo.
I'm sorry. Brag.
I beat it.
No, we talked about this, Matt.
I thought I could say it.
No.
You're past the age cutoff to say that word.
By a long shot. Yeah.
I found out that I'm closer to a coworker's parent than to my coworker.
Yeah. Like that happens.
Yeah, 9 years instead of like 20 years. Oh, go, sorry, Kate. You beat Spider-Man, you said.
Anyways, yeah, I beat Spider-Man. It was great. I didn't think when I sat down to play it that day, I had no intention of really beating it, but it just flowed that way. My brother-in-law was here. He watched for more than 1 hour as I played, and he really liked it. So him and Steven were sitting on the couch watching me play this game. And I'm like, well, I can't just stop now.
Right, and you have an audience, right?
I have an audience. I have to get it done. I have to do a good job.
Sounds like a wonderful family get together.
It was. They both said the game was amazing, what little they saw.
Awesome. Because it is.
And of course really they saw the end. Bubba, you haven't even seen the end. You don't even know.
Here's the deal. I've been looking at the show notes, so I'm just gonna jump in when you guys are talking about stuff. I also have been playing Spider-Man. I picked it back up. And when I turned it back on, I thought maybe I was like 50% of the way through, whatever. I was like 71% of the way through the story.
So you were where I was a week ago.
And so like you were like, oh, that thing that we can't talk about and I'm dancing around it and all this stuff.
I was
literally 20 minutes from that. And so, that thing, here's the deal. You could have talked about that because that was like what they showed at E3 a couple years ago. Like that was.
Well, I didn't know that.
Fair enough. But there was a big reveal after that. And so now what I'm doing is I'm going through and I'm shutting down all the riots. Like, that's the part.
Good. Yeah. Map. Good job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Getting close.
Put some peace to the city.
It's really
it needs
fun.
It.
I was all hyped on Spider-Man after the end. Mm-hmm. So Steven and I, that same day, watched Into the Spider-Verse.
Had you seen it before?
No, I never watched movies.
Really? Oh, man.
So good.
What'd you think?
It's on the Netflix now.
Yeah, I watched it on the Netflix. It was freaking awesome. 10 out of 10 Kates. Soundtrack on point. Everything about the movie was really great.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's the best superhero movie.
Hands down.
Yep.
Hands down.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just so unique.
Hands down.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you have to go watch it. It's probably the only movie since Napoleon Dynamite that I've given 10 out of 10 Kates to.
Wow. There we go. You're skewing the scale a little bit.
I'm just showing your age here, too. 99.
So I got my fill of Spider-Man, you know, and I'm
still... You didn't get the DLC?
No. I might, though, because I'm just not ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the best time to do it.
Why?
Because you're in it. Like, you don't have to wait for the DLC.
I know the DLC is ready. It's there. So mm-hmm. I'll probably pick it up after this.
I think it's like $25 for all of it.
You might be able to get cheaper.
$25 for all the DLC.
All three.
Especially with Far From Home coming out. I wouldn't doubt that they drop that a little bit more.
Oh, because I paid $20 for Spider-Man.
For the game. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got definitely my money's worth.
Oh, yeah. That is a good deal.
Yeah, so I'm proud of myself for waiting this long to buy it. Get it when it's $20 or get it full price. It's worth it.
Just whenever you want to do.
Yeah.
Do or don't.
It's so good. It is so good.
I know. So I'm glad that I listened to Matt again, took his advice.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And you should get the game. Matt, what have you been playing?
Oh, thank you so much for asking.
You're welcome.
Well, Avon saved his birthday monies and other chore monies and allowance monies and et cetera, and picked up Mario Maker 2. Super Mario Maker 2. And it's been really good. I started the story mode. I honestly am not huge on creating worlds. I will, but just it's not my jam. I'd rather just play through a game, I guess, of Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like maybe 25% of the game done, I'd say. So I'm kind of rolling along.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think we're like at 18 or something like that.
Yeah. It's like 25 or 26. Like you
sit down in story mode, you can just play it forever.
Yeah. And that's what I kind of did. And there was it's been challenging, but there's one level. I don't know if you've played it above it where in order to beat the level, you can't jump or you can't fall.
Have not done that one yet.
It was a pain. You can't jump at all. So like you have these things like moving up to catch you and then moving you down, like, and to place you on other platforms, like things spinning, things you can bounce on that you automatically lose, temptations, like, oh, there's a 30 coin right there. I really want that coin.
Well, if it's there, there's a way to get it.
There, I figured it out. Yep, I got it.
Yeah.
So like just the creativity of the levels it's amazing. If you've played the first Mario Maker, you'll love this one. If you didn't play the first Mario Maker, you'll love this one.
Yeah,
just really well done. And if you like creating levels, you can create them and then put them online for me to play if you want to.
I want to start some community stuff. Like,
well, yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know, Mario Maker Monday or something like that. Hey, share your levels.
Monday.
And we'll play
them. Mondays are pretty rough for me.
Well,
can we do take your Mario to work Tuesday?
Take your Mario. That'll get you fired.
Oh,
for sure.
So I played that. I also stupidly, the exact same day, maybe the next day, I also picked up Cadence of Hyrule. Just
on the same day?
It may have been the next day.
You only have one Switch, right?
That's kind of a point of contention in the house. And this wasn't my idea. Children, if you're listening, my children, leave the room right now. Now. Wait for it.
Mississippi.
So Aaron and I, and this is her idea, she's like, why don't we get another Switch? Why do we only have one Switch? And I was like, what?
Speaking my love language.
Go ahead.
Right
She's
now.
Like, well, how much are the refurbished ones? And I was like, hold on. 150. She's like, well, I mean, that can be like one of their Christmas presents, like maybe a few of them. And that way there's not so much fighting about playing the Switch and you can actually play it when you want to play it. And I was like, "You beautiful woman, you."
You're gonna marry her all over again, falling in love.
So we're talking about how we can make that like a Christmas, like a combined Christmas. Ezra's birthday's then too. I don't know. It just would be easier because there's games like Splatoon. You can't play at the same time together. You have to share.
No, you cannot.
Play online or what happens? Like everyone plays for a half hour and everyone wants to watch each other play. So they're sitting there watching the TV for 2 hours, and you're like,
yep.
All right, you're not playing the TV anymore. You're playing handheld. Everyone else, go outside.
Get outside.
Get
yeah.
out of here. I
say that often. Get out of my house to my kids. Just right now, get out.
Go outside. Go. My parents used to say, go get the stink off.
So. No, that's where the stink go. The stink gets on outside. Right.
So I picked it up and I've played it. And it's challenging. I like it, but it's challenging.
Isn't it like Dance Dance Revolution?
No.
But handheld? No,
so I mentioned DDR because it has like that, this is where the beat is, like where the arrows would go up and when they pass through.
Whenever there's
it has that
villain,
at the bottom kind of.
Whenever there's a villain on the screen, you have to move and attack to the beat.
Yep.
So, and then every one of the baddies have their own kind of movement. They call it like dance pattern. You kind of have to memorize and think about how, like when to attack. Because if you just move towards a person, Link automatically will attack, or you'll get hit if you've not timed it right.
Correct.
But it's challenging, and I think the more I play it, the better I'll get, I'm hoping. So I kind of went
That's the hope.
But I hear it's not a super long game, and it wasn't a very expensive game either. So
map's not huge, no.
No, map's not huge, but the cool thing is it's randomized every time you start. Like every time you like restart.
It's seed-based like Minecraft, so you can move things around.
Yep.
Love it.
So,
Kate, you would like it.
You would like it, Kate.
You said it was challenging, so it's automatically.
No, I think you would like they've like remixed all the Zelda songs and
put music
like,
stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like that, what I sent you for the Spotify playlist.
Yes.
It's a lot like that right there.
And I liked what you sent.
Exactly.
That's why I think about playing that as a game.
Exactly. also played Seven Bridges with Aaron last Saturday, and found out that Aaron cheated. I didn't
bring it up. Only a little bit, yeah.
Well, she cheated because she placed one of her three roads completely not connected to anything else she had.
She was doing a little bit of city planning herself. Yeah.
She was. So we played it, and it's a super fun game. Really enjoyed it. Really looking forward to playing it more. And yeah, Bubby, what about you?
I played Seven Bridges with you because we covered it on Beer Bros. Mm-hmm. I mentioned been playing Spider-Man, loving it. Yeah. I can't with those hands. Mm-hmm. Ready to get back to Spider-Man and hopefully beat it. I'd like to beat it this weekend.
You will.
Mario Maker 2 game is legit so good, guys, that we're gonna do a whole episode on it. And just we're gonna figure out what that needs to be, but we're gonna find an angle probably about creativity or something like that, and do a whole episode on the importance of games like Mario Maker 2. The story mode, I'm just going to camp here for a second. Matt talked about it. I cannot emphasize how much this adds to the game. Like it widens the player base.
It's so good.
Because you get to, it has shades of creation in it. So you're playing through the game, these levels that they give you so that you can rebuild this castle that for whatever reason, this flat-headed dog reset the castle. Anyway, it's barely a story, but it's enough to say, okay, now you're going to redo this. So you're going through doing levels, but if a level is too hard for you, what you can do is you can actually do one of two things. You can either call in Luigi to just beat it for you, which there's a lot in that Mario can't do it. So he has to call in Luigi to beat there's a lot there. Mm. But so you can do that. And it just auto advances to the next one. You just get it. I don't know how many times you can do it, but the first time my kids did it, I was like, I don't like that. There's nothing to be gained by calling in Luigi and having him do that. So you can do that, or like if you want to complete the level, but you need a little bit of help, you can actually go into parts mode, which will allow you to pause the game and add parts to the level that might help you, like a power up or a jumping boot or something like that. So my kids love that.
Are those aren't like a one and done thing? Like you can use that in each level?
I think each one has different stuff that you can add.
Well, I found one level you couldn't use anything.
Hmm.
Caleb is always like, daddy, 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 add the parts, use the parts. I'm like, bro, no, I'm going to beat the level. Like, this is what I'm doing right now.
Do it myself.
If I get to the point where I can't beat it and I get frustrated, I'll just turn it off and walk away for a while.
Sure.
But I'm not going to like add parts to do that until, which I'm kind of guessing, you're going to have to add parts in order to beat it.
I'm kind of waiting for that too. I did it once. I just got like a mushroom to help me through a pretty challenging level.
Yeah. And I mean, I think, like I said, they're probably going to want you to do that. But anyway, right. Mario Maker 2, great.
Solid.
Go get it. I don't normally plug this, not a sponsor. GameStop is doing a deal where if you buy the physical game, there is, it's a pretty much trial run. You can buy the game and you get, I think it's 2 weeks. Don't quote me on that, but you get full retail value if you don't like the game and want to bring it back within that time. Like that.
Okay.
GameStop does not do that.
Good to know.
They don't do that. So, Kate, that might be the angle you want to do to kind of rent that game.
Might be.
But anyway, I love it. I kind of was like, I don't know if I want to spend the $60. I didn't do the $70 or $80 or whatever it was to get the extra year of online, but that's $20 a year.
I did the Twitch Prime thing, and I'm getting free months.
Yeah. I need to, does it automatically do it? Or do I have to go in?
You have to do it. You get 3 months to start, and then after like 90 days, if you do it again, you get the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think it's about time for me to go in and get the rest of my year.
You should, yeah.
So I've been playing Super Mario Maker 2, and by been playing, I mean like we downloaded it last night and started playing it. But seriously, we played for like, oh my gosh, I want to say like 3.5 hours, 4 hours or something like that.
My parents would never let me do that.
Well, so we sat down. The kids were driving us crazy, and I was like, "Hey, do you?" And we had some friends over. I was like, "Do you kids want to build some Mario levels?" And they said, "Yep, sure do." And so we sat there, and we just passed the controller back and forth. And you know, the kids, like all the way down to my 3-year-old, he would fail. Next one would fail. Caleb would get really close to beating it, and then you know, I would beat the level. I always made sure to go last. It made me look really good. Because I get to learn from all their mistakes where all the things were. But anyway, so did that. And then went last night, final thing here, and bought Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Edition for the Switch for $20 from Walmart.
Nice.
It's like 9 or 12 games or something like that. It's stupid how many games are in it. It's every Street Fighter up until Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. So like all the 2D fighting games. And I've got some plans in my noggin for that. Regarding LTN Con. So
more flame. On that later.
Yoga Flame. Hey, some of those games are terrible.
I would say Street Fighter 3 Turbo Strike 3 is probably a terrible one. Triple Turbo 3.
That's the one. Yep, that's my favorite terrible one. But I played at least a little bit of all of them, and my nostalgia did not carry as far as I thought it would.
Go ahead.
But probably one of the hardest games I've played in a very long time is the original Street Fighter game.
Really?
It's basically impossible. Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
you,
that.
You are Ryu, and... you're literally all you have is like jump kicks and a punch, and apparently there's a way that you can throw a Hadouken, but I haven't figured out how to do it.
Did you try pressing all the buttons
at the same time? I did. Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm proficient. But the bat, like the guy you fight, his name is Enemy. Like that's
It's M Bison Enemy.
M Bison Enemy. It's a shirtless, blonde-haired white dude.
Oh, okay.
And Ryu, he's got red hair. It's weird.
I used to have red hair in my teenage years.
Okay. I didn't get on the wiki article.
Interesting.
I'm Ryu.
You were the basis. Yeah.
It's actually Ryu too. Everyone's been saying
you better not.
People have been saying my name wrong, so I'm just letting them know how it is.
Well, hey guys, that's quickly just a couple of the games that we have been playing. And if you're playing something that we're not playing, we say this every week, hit us up on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or wherever and just let us know. We want to be playing the games that you're playing. And if you're making sweet levels in Mario or wherever, share them with us. We want to play them. We want to show you just how bad we actually are at video games. Let us get demolished. Let us get wrecked by your Mario Maker level.
We're going to pause right there because you're listening to LTN Rewind, and we've got even more coming up. But first, we're going to take a quick music break, and then we'll be back with the main discussion of the show. From this free play from July of 2019, they'll be talking about augmented reality. You don't want to miss it. Stick around.
What's your name?
My name is Shirley Bennett.
Shirley, you get an A.
Oh.
If you can tell me why you were here at Greendale.
To get a degree in business so I can sell my baked goods and whatnot on the internet.
Why are you here?
To get a degree in business so I can sell my baked goods and whatnot on the internet.
Why are you here?
Because I wasted 15 years of my life on a man who left me with nothing but stretch marks, and now it's time to get what's mine.
Day seized.
In episode 3 of season 1 of Community, we see Shirley Bennett sitting in a classroom led by a teacher who is determined to have his students seize the day, which frankly is no way to teach accounting. Nevertheless, his tactics do seem to work, at least on some. Shirley Bennett is asked why she is at Greendale, and 2 times she responds with a quaint, rehearsed answer. But finally, when asked the 3rd time, truly, forcefully, why are you here? She lets it all come out. She lets her heart bleed openly in front of everyone. And how she responds showcases the pain inside of her heart, the longing for something more that pain has given her, and her not exactly knowing how to go about it. In fact, her journey throughout this entire show is a roller coaster, but one that mirrors a lot of Christians' lives. And in fact, Shirley Bennett is a Christian character in the show, and one that, while not done perfectly, is one I think done more accurately than most. You see, Shirley entered Greendale essentially at her rock bottom, when her life has fallen apart, and now she's having to build back up again, and she is struggling to find direction. A lot of people enter the doors of a church for the same reason. And you know what? Some of those people have been coming to your church for a long, long time. We get in a habit of asking our fellow churchgoers how they're doing. How are you? And their response is always the same. Fine. But if you truly care about them, you'll keep asking until you get a genuine answer.
That's not a very nice way to treat your friends.
No. Hear me out. When you keep asking how they're doing and they keep responding fine, and yet you still ask again, no, really, how are you doing? It's helping them to let their guard down, realizing that you truly do care and that you really are a safe person to talk to. Ecclesiastes 4:12 reminds us that if someone overpowers one person, 2 can resist him, and a cord of 3 strands is not easily broken. What this saying is that we need each other no matter what we're facing. Together, we're stronger. God made us that way. God made us to need each other. And to start with that, we have to start being genuine with each other about our struggles, our fears, our pains, when we're hitting rock bottom, all of it. And that's where true friendships start to grow as well. Everything gets better together. So go out and ask enough to where they know you really care and you'll truly seize the day.
Wowee!
Catch a new Back Row Binge Watch every Monday on the Back Row Morning Show, exclusively on LTN Radio. What up, nerd? We hope you're enjoying the podcast. But did you know that Love Thy Nerd showcases most of their content on LTN Radio first? That's right. Check the schedule and listen to most of our shows before they're available here over at ltnonair.com. And while you're streaming, you'll also hear the best mix of Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie, and even some content made exclusively for our radio listeners. Stream directly from ltnonair.com or download the Live 365 app and favorite LTN Radio. And let us become your new daily soundtrack. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back to LTN Rewind. We are dusting off a classic episode of Free Play today from July of 2019, where Bubba, Matt, and Kate talk about augmented reality. What is real? Let's go.
Hey guys, moving the show right along, we want to get in and talk about our topic today. So Wizards Unite really kind of ignited this idea for the talk about the future of augmented reality. And I think before we get too far in, I think it's important that we determine the differences between augmented reality and virtual reality. Because there are a lot of places online that will take the two and just mash them together. They'll go, oh, you know, AR or VR.
But that's false.
They're so very, very different. Virtual reality. You're wearing a headset and you're looking around and you see things as they would be in physical space, but you see no physical space.
Mm-hmm.
This is PlayStation VR. This is anything Oculus Rift, Beat Sabers, stuff like that. The experience that I told you guys that I did at Disneyland for Star Wars called The Void, like that was super VR, but it was still VR.
Mm-hmm.
Like even though there were physical things that it was mapping to in literal space, everything I saw was a skinned something. So it was all digitally mastered stuff. That's virtual reality. And you know, you guys have seen a bunch of stuff. We're not going to beat a dead horse. Augmented reality, on the other hand, is a mashup of digital things in physical space.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to want to, that's what we're going to talk about here today.
Swing. It's a long intro, but we can hit it.
Yeah, and scene. Got it.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
All right, Kate, so take it away.
Okay, so what kind of prompted this whole topic pick was, I was like, what is this Wizards Unite thing? Is this Harry Potter Pokemon Go? Bubba said, no, it's not. It's very different. And I said, what do you mean? And then I looked at, I read one article and I'm like, wait a second. Perfect. This is very deep. Huh?
Did you say I better play this?
No, I said I don't understand what is going on.
Go on.
And then I read this thing and it's Muggles. Like, okay, it is not anything like Pokemon Go. For starters.
Right. I mean, it just to be fair, it's similar to Pokemon Go, but it is much more of a game than Pokemon Go is.
Yes. It builds off of some of the foundation that Pokemon Go laid.
Absolutely.
In terms of augmented reality used in mobile gaming. But then
Correct.
It took that and said, okay, let's do something like, I don't want to say better to trigger some people, but
it's a little bit better. Yeah.
How about a little bit more like the next step up from there? What can we do with like the device that people are using to engage with this augmented reality and this world of Harry Potter? How can we combine these two things to make an AR experience that is in depth?
Right.
So.
Yeah. So, to be fair, you could turn on AR in Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Like, it, just to get that out there, I immediately turned it off because I just want to play. I did the same thing, honestly, with Wizards Unite.
Same.
I did it once, and then I shut it off because
Hagrid was right here in this room with me.
Well, I mean, you can only turn so far when you're on the toilet. So, it's like, if something's behind you, like, just come on, we got to call a spade here. But anyway, like seriously, so you get to the point where you actually turn it off and then you turn it back on for, you know, oh, this is fun. This is, you know, it's great. It's whatever. But they took everything that we learned from Pokemon Go and like hatching eggs and all sorts of stuff like that. And they have exploded it into like a full blown character progression, real game that you can play on your phone. That's based in real space time kind of a deal.
Yeah.
So,
which is cool. It's like the more research I did on it, the more intrigued I was to see how this is going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think it's going to be a flop, because I don't think it's going to be a flop. It's already super popular and people like to play it, but just, okay, what is this step for AR and what is that going to mean for the next step? I mean, it's so cool. They have like mini games tied to magical buildings
yeah.
on a map within this whole world, and it's all Harry Potter. You can be a wizard.
I am a wizard.
It's tied to there's things, and I think Pokemon Go had some of this too, but their system
never transported
to
you to other places.
It didn't transport you to other places, and then I think the level of engagement with like the world, not the real world, the
wizarding world,
There we go.
Which you're trying to protect in Wizards Unite, like that's the whole basis.
Yeah, it's just a different level of engagement with the world. Like they have the system that's tied to the, you know, time of day and weather and what shows up where and what, you know, shows up when. What do you see when you go to certain places? What do you unlock when you walk a certain amount, a certain distance? Yeah. You know, it's
again a lot of the stuff that they had in Pokemon Go.
Yes,
but a lot of it was, I don't want to use the word broken, but it was not refined.
Yes.
They have taken everything and kind of cranked it up a notch.
Yes.
In
and
Wizards Unite.
I think that was the point of Pokemon Go you know, we're going to try this thing,
can
see what happens.
It?
Can we do it? And now that we know we can do it, what else can we do with it? And before there was Pokemon Go, there was this thing called Ingress, and it was, out in like 2013, and it used location-based gameplay to get people to battle for like real world monuments. And then the data from that was used to make Pokemon Go. And now Pokemon Go's data was used to make this. So
yeah, Niantic has been busy for sure.
They have been busy.
What is the next series they would do that would make people walk around and do it?
Well, so there is a game out there called Ghostbusters World. And I downloaded this thing immediately when it came out. And this is one that I kept AR on for because I wanted to feel like a Ghostbuster. I'm going to be real. Like, yeah, absolutely it did. And you would set traps and you have to walk over and pick up the traps and you have to, you know, tase ghosts and bring them over, all sorts of stuff. It was really fun. The problem I've had with all of these games, sans Wizards, is the spawn rate. So I live like out in the middle of nowhere, it feels like. I get like 0 to 2 bars on Verizon out there. And so things like Pokemon are not spawning all the time. It's hard for me to continuously play. There's not a Pokestop, you know, right there by me where I can just spin it and go drop a lure or whatever. With Wizards Unite, there is always something wherever you are. So long as you are there, there's going to be crap that spawns all around you for you to fight and take care of and dispel and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I read that they took a lot of feedback from people who were playing Pokemon Go in rural areas who said that, like, hey, we don't get cool stuff here. And they were like,
yeah, they're right. Hope
let's
you like
fix
Weedle.
It. Yeah. So. Forgot where I was going to go with that, but
Harry Potter.
So AR, that's the, you know, that's where we're talking about. And this technology taking us to different places. It's being implemented inside of games, right? And so it's not just like seeing something digitally in space, but I think that's like, that's the widest understanding of what AR is. I see something digital in a physical space. But if you think about it, because I went back and I watched the, I remembered it correctly, and I'm glad that I did. I went back and watched the original like Pokemon Go trailer, and even what they were saying it was going to do, that's what my brain understood AR as. So if you go back and watch the original thing, you'll see like letters like on the wall next to the guy. You know, pointing in different directions that say, you know, 235, you know, kilometers this way, or, you know, whatever, like it gives you distance in different directions. And then like you see little Pokemon popping up, like a Pikachu peeks out behind a trash can or something like that. Like that's what I thought it was going to be like. And, you know, them like motioning with their hands to throw Pokeballs and stuff like that. Like that's what I had in my brain. And then come to find out, it's just, that's not what it is.
Mm-hmm. Pikachu's not hiding behind the trash can. He's in it.
Yeah, he is a trash can.
He is a trash can, yeah.
Because like when I think about AR and what it could be and what it could do, I think about, you know, other demos and stuff that I've seen for things like even Google Glass and stuff like that, where like you hold up your phone and if you have Google Maps open or whatever, it shows you above the, and this is a demo, it's not a thing that exists, but above like Domino's, it'll have a little, you know, location bubble above them where, you know, you can click on there to, you know, see the menu or whatever, like how late they're open, places that are red or closed, like all sorts of stuff.
That would
like
be
to
cool.
me, that's what I'm waiting for with AR. And I think that these games are helping us get there, but it's a little too, it's a little too niche. It's a little too, you know, we're not there yet. So people like me are turning the AR off.
Yeah.
As far as like the visual aspect goes, because it's just too much hassle. Like it doesn't serve a purpose other than, you know, just to be a fun little thing to do.
Just to do it. Yeah.
But if I had to have it on in order to find something, you know, then that would be cool. But you were saying, Kate, or at least you had here in the notes, I've not used a port key yet, but it does like take you to different places. Matt, have you used one?
I have one available. I tried to use it when I was laying Penny to sleep, but you actually have to move, so it didn't work for me.
Yeah. So I feel like it's like Chronicles of Crime, where you hold it up and you look around, and that is your viewfinder for...
Yeah, it said... In the article that I read, it said that the port key system is one of the game's more like successful realizations of AR integration with like gaming and how it all works and how you can use a port key to transport yourself, I guess, into a fully realized AR environment. So for the game, it'd be like Hagrid's hut or Dumbledore's office or something like that.
Sure.
And you can find a port key based off of walking distance.
Yeah, so you pick them up all the time, like eggs in Pokemon Go, and then you put a key into it, and you can, it unlocks. Like, I have several of them there, I just haven't, I don't leave the app open. And there's no, this is a beef, Niantic, if you're listening, there's no Apple Watch app for Wizards Unite for Pokemon Go.
That would be really cool, to basically just to track steps.
Yeah, that's what it does. That's what the Pokemon Go app does, it just tracks steps.
We'll give it time. You'll have a wand you can carry around with you.
Yeah. Let's wouldn't you carry that?
Go. I would do that. And I would be so cool.
100%. Have the robes. Anna, make the robes now.
She's on it. She's on it. But what are some other ways that we've seen AR used? Just in like it's all gonna filter back into gaming in some way, shape, or form, obviously. But what are some other ways that you guys have seen AR used just in the world?
Oh, gosh.
Can you think of one?
No.
Do you have one?
About, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tons of them. Okay. Tons of them. So technology is what I do on a daily basis. So what? Finding this stuff is just like, I know. Finding this stuff is kind of in front of me. And Microsoft HoloLens is probably the best implementation of AR that consumers can even know about right now. So basically what it is you put on this like half helmet, and it has voice recognition and eye tracking and all sorts of stuff in it, but it puts everything in the real world space, like right in front of you. The first demo that they actually fully did was Minecraft on a table. And it was an entire Minecraft world on the table that you could zoom into, you could play, you could, like, they had it in creative mode. And you could get underneath stuff, you could turn the world around, you could dig, all sorts of stuff. Like, it was really cool to be able to see that. But then they got into, okay, here's not games. Here's other things you can do. They had Skype that was just like a window right there in front of you that followed you when you looked around. Or you could take it, because HoloLens scans your environment and knows where your surfaces are. You could take it and pin it to a wall. Or You could bring in a web browser and all sorts of, like, there's a bunch of different things you could do with HoloLens. You could video conference with people, but not video conference, more like virtual reality conference. So like they could be in the same space as you are virtually, like standing right there next to you. And they talked about like all this haptic feedback that you could do and everything.
Oh, but if I was there and then I threw something at you, it wouldn't actually hit you in real life. It would just go through.
If you had his haptic suit on, though, he'd feel it.
If you had the wand, maybe.
Maybe.
I thought of one. I'm pretty sure it's real.
I like where this is going.
No, there's like a handheld thing that they can use at like doctor's offices or whatever, where they can locate your veins, but it's not like... It's AR. It's not, I mean, it's real, but it's not like real. And they do, and then they do it to like locate veins easier. And if they're going to do surgery, they can like see stuff easier. You know, I could have used that the other day. I had a follow-up MRI and I had to get the contrast done. And the guy's like, I think the needle's in your vein. If it's not, the contrast is just going in there. And I'm like, well, that's great. It was fine. But I mean, in that moment, it would have been cool to have this little AR.
Should have pulled your app out.
Device. Yeah, I should have pulled my phone out, been like, let's scam and make sure that you did it. I don't know.
So they are talking about using AR in scenarios like that, where it's like, hey, maybe you are a surgeon and you need to learn how to do open heart surgery, but we're not going to give you a human to work on. You know, here, play this game, basically. But in, you know, real world physical space, they can, you know, look around and, you know, do the cuts and all this stuff and do the repairs, and it'll track your accuracy and all sorts of stuff like that, you know, because of all the computing power. Or, hey, how about you want to learn how to rebuild an engine or whatever? Like, you can do all this stuff safely from inside of an augmented reality environment versus going and ruining an engine block or a human's engine block, aka their heart.
One I'm aware of is Lego has one where you can put the created things on your table and make them do stuff and fight each other.
Ooh.
So when the iPhone, I think it was the iPhone X, was pitched, they really leaned into AR. You know, you can zoom into, you know, different things in a game and all sorts of stuff. And one of the things that they talked about was the ability for your phone's camera, which has two lenses, which is perfect for AR. The dual lenses will allow you to do things like scan certain cards, and then the processing power that your phone would need to be able to do all this stuff. It'll allow you for certain games to be able to, like, if it takes like a regular game like Magic the Gathering or whatever, and brings it to life. So if you're looking through your phone, you see dragons fighting wild boars and stuff like that. Not a whole lot of gaming companies picked up on that. And I think that that's sad. I really do, because that was perfect. I mean, you could sell a game based off of that alone. It really didn't matter what the theme was or honestly what it played like. I mean, just... hey, you could see it come to life on your phone. I would have bought that. 100% would have bought that.
Maybe the future.
Well, obviously it'll be in the future.
Maybe another time.
Timeline. Another timeline.
Oh.
Body slide by two.
Gosh.
But I think that augmented reality is... I like it better than virtual reality, personally. Because... yeah. I don't find myself getting sick doing augmented reality.
Yet.
Yeah. Okay. Good point.
Yet.
You mentioned haptic suits, Matt. Like, that's a thing that they're working on.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, we're reverse engineering from Ready Player One. But they are legitimately talking about, like, things where you will feel, like, actions... and the article I read was talking about it shocking your nerves.
Jeez, that sounds scary, bumping
you in the shoulder, but like it will target the part of your nervous system that will affect that area. So
It's interesting.
I don't like it.
I'm not super interested in that.
I'm decently interested.
Your body is literally ready for that, because mine is not.
My body needs to have nerve shock therapy. It hurts.
So sad,
but we're laughing.
It's fine.
But I think that like everybody's first step into it is going to be like these mobile games, whatever, yeah. Use your phone and stuff like that.
Collect your data.
It's going to build off of this. It's just going to continue to go and go and go. And next thing you know, we'll be doing AR podcast recording, and you'll be sitting in the room with me, and I'll have my haptic gloves on.
I'd be okay with that.
That'd actually be really fun.
100% I'd be okay with that.
You would peek behind the trash can, like for real. You wouldn't be the trash can.
Yeah, I would be peeking at you from around the trash can.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called full circle. Hey, what are some things that you guys would like to see in an AR environment? Maybe games or whatever.
I was trying to think of like Pokemon's huge, people will do that and walk. Harry Potter is huge. People will walk into that. And as far as like the next game, I don't know if there's one that just screams like absolutely do this. But I thought, what about a Lord of the Rings one where you have to walk the ring
to Mordor?
You have to return it to Mordor.
You have to like, at least walk your steps in, get to step in. And I don't know. I'm not sure how it would work exactly. But
well, hasn't somebody somewhere proven, or not maybe not proven, made a guesstimate? Because I guess you can't prove how many miles it is to Mordor, but made a guesstimate as to Frodo's journey.
Many miles.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure. Can't be that far. I mean, a Hobbit could do it.
You have the ring, or you can pass the ring between friends, and the person with the ring gets attacked more, and you have to help protect them. I don't know. I'm just rattling things off here, but.
Well, the internet says that it was 1,350 miles.
No, it wasn't.
Crow flies.
There's no way Frodo could walk that much. Plus, he got help from the eagles.
It's Sam. So.
It was about the same distance from L.A. to Austin, Texas.
Start walking, Bubby.
Hmm. Yeah, I could do it.
I'll give you a couple steps.
Yeah.
Man.
No biggie, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of eggs.
I think that could be fun if they did it right.
I think it could be. I don't know what else. It's like, what kind of... not necessarily a fandom, but what kind of imaginary universe are people as stoked about as Pokemon? Or yeah, Star Wars. Maybe like a stretch would be Stranger Things.
The Upside Down.
You could walk the Upside Down and get jump scared.
Which by now,
I don't know how that
everybody's
work.
Already watched all of season 3, and that thing that happened was so cool.
It was scary.
Yeah,
it was
so
also
scared.
Terrifying. Mm-hmm. I laughed and cried in the same scene.
Peed.
Well, I peed before I came. Yeah. We'll talk about Stranger Things later.
We will.
Next episode or so, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking more along the lines, for me, like from the aspect of like HoloLens, like some sort of wearable tech.
Mm.
Where
that's actually like fun and actually works.
Yeah. So like, I mean, honestly, think about it. A board game that had a scan, like you purchased the physical thing, whatever, but has a scannable QR code or something like that on the side of it for AR. And then Matt, you and I had it and boom, we're able to play with the same, like in the same space. We're able to play that game together. I'm not talking tabletop simulator. That's mouse clicks and...
Yeah, one of the real deal here.
I want to reach over and grab the piece and move it. And I say grab the piece. In AR, you're not grabbing really anything, but...
Haptic gloves would allow it.
Haptic gloves would allow it. So like that kind of stuff, like that's what I would like to see. Because how many times are there where, you know, it's like, I want to play a game, or you and I for Beard Bros, we have to have two copies of that game.
Yeah.
What if... you purchased the game and then I paid like, you know, $10 or whatever to be able to play that game for a set amount of time, like renting a movie.
Right.
You just rent a game and
you can coming back.
That would be cool.
That's the kind of stuff that I'm thinking about. It's not open heart surgery, but it's the next best thing.
For sure. Behind that.
I think the vein thing, if it's not real, then it needs to be. Because yeah, I really didn't like being poked and then him saying that he didn't know and then asking if my arm was burning or twitching. And I'm like,
you tell me.
I think there is something that you can, like an add-on you can put onto your phone that is like an infrared reader or something that will show you where your veins are. I think that that's a real thing. So you're not completely crazy. You're just a little bit crazy.
A little bit crazy. Yeah.
Well,
you're well within the safety margins for crazy.
Yep. It's fine.
Well, I mean, I don't know, guys. Like, AR is here. It's happening. We live in the future. Okay. So if there are different things that you guys would like to see in AR, let us know. I'm very interested on what you think. Or is there a real world application for AR that you already know about, that you've seen or you've experienced or whatever? Have you had hands-on with like HoloLens or something like that? Let us know in the comment section below on this episode's post on our Facebook page or really anywhere else. You can hit us up all over the internet and just let us know. What are your thoughts about AR? Not necessarily VR. We got to make the distinction. They're different. Mm-hmm. VR is super cool. Don't get me wrong, but it's not what we're talking about. Because I don't think the future is VR. I think it's AR.
Agreed.
But guys, that's going to do it for this episode. Episode 60 of the Free Play Podcast. Be sure to check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, and really anywhere else that you can find podcasts. We're also on radio.com. Guys, we're a big deal.
No, we're not.
Okay, well, we tried. Hey, if you can't find us where you listen to podcasts, let me know. We'll do our best to get us on there. You can send me an email, bubba@lovethynerd.com. Or like I said, you can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We are on all three of those as @LoveThyNerd. And if you're on Twitter, you can also hit us up directly @FreePlayPodcast. Guys, once again, don't forget to go to ltncon.info for more about the juicy goodness that is LTNCon happening first week in October. Remember, it is $75 before the 15th of August. After that, it's going to be $100. Either way, we'd love to see you. Come hang out with us, play some games, and learn how to love and serve your nerdy neighbors. Once again, guys, I'm Bubba Stalkup.
I'm Matt Warmbier.
And I'm Kate Kartawaki. And isn't it your birthday 2 days ago? Wait, hold on.
The 2nd of today. July?
Tomorrow's the 2nd of July. This comes out on Friday, so that means it's 3-4 days ago.
Several days ago.
Three days ago.
However many days you were listening to it, subtract the amount of days.
Okay, whatever. I tried. It was on Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
yes, my birthday is July the 2nd, and thank you so much for that. And hey, feel like you want to get me something, don't worry about it. I have a fundraiser going on Facebook. Just please go and donate to that. Go straight to LTN and our efforts, specifically Gen Con. That would actually help me out a whole bunch and help out our team as well. So
happy birthday.
Thank you guys so much for that. YouTheBomb.com. Hey, for our cut man, Jonathan Colossin, we'll see you next week. And remember, Jesus loves you, nerd.
You have been listening to the Free Play Podcast with Bubba Stalkup, Matt Warmbier, and Kate Kadawaki, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. Be sure to rate and review the show and share on all the social media.
And that's going to do it for our LTN Rewind for this week. We hope you enjoyed this trip back in time. This was Free Play, episode 60 from July of 2019. We'll be back with another Rewind next week, so make sure you don't miss it. Every Monday night, it's a blast from the past. Remember, Jesus loves you, nerd.